the 80-20 rule. Have you ever heard of the 80-20 rule? If you don't know the 80-20 rule, then take a moment to memorize it, since understanding the meaning of the 80-20 rule can change your life. It could make the value of your work go up and the volume of your work go down. Here is the 80-20 rule in a nutshell. 80% or more of the value is contained in 20% or less of the content. The same statement may be rewritten, 80% or more of the content will hold only 20% or less of the value. Examples of 80-20 thinking. 80% or more of the value of your newspaper is contained in 20% or less of the print, meaning that you don't read the whole newspaper, do you? You gain all the value you want from your newspaper by reading 20% or less of the whole. 80% or more of the content of the internet will hold only 20% or less of the valuable information, meaning that the intellectual content of any internet search is concentrated into 20% of the whole, and that 80% of the content of the internet is mindless rubbish that is of no value to you. 80% or more of the turnover in your business is coming from 20% or less of your current clients, meaning you have a small number of good clients that give you consistent high-value work and a much larger number of smaller clients that give you smaller amounts of low-value work. 80% or more of the trouble is coming from a small 20% minority of your colleagues, meaning most of your people are great. But there are a small number of people who seem to be the cause of all the trouble. Do these examples seem plausible to you? Here are some more. 80% or more of the burglaries are being committed by 20% or less of the population. 80% or more of the taxes are coming from 20% or less of the population. The startling truth is that in 2013-14, the best paid 1% of workers will contribute 29.8% of all income tax. The people in the top 1% of earners pay almost a third of all income tax received by the Treasury. What does the 80-20 have to do with you? Have you ever considered this? 80% or more of the value you add to your organization is contained in less than 20% or less of what you do. Or we could say that 80% of what you do is, to a large degree, a waste of time and effort, since it adds little or no value to the organization. Or we could say it another way. If you could figure out what are the high-value 20% activities tending to add massive value to the organization, then you could maximize your efficiency by doing more of the 20%. Simultaneously, you might strive to cut and curtail the amount of time you waste on the useless 80%. Here is the all-important 80-20 question. In your job, what are the 5 or 6 tasks that are the top 20% value-adding activities? Meaning, what activities do you think mainly account for you being on the payroll? If you had to prioritize how your job role adds value to the organization, what 5 or 6 tasks would make it onto the top of your charts? Let us assume that everything else on your list is relatively not very valuable. The point is to try as hard as you can, to spend as much time as you can, concentrating only on the value-adding tasks, and to simultaneously strive to limit the amount of time you spend on the non-value-adding 80%. You are a limited resource facing an unlimited demand. You are a limited resource in the sense that you have only limited time, limited energy, and limited enthusiasm. But you seem to be facing an unlimited demand on your time, energy, and enthusiasm. If you are a limited resource facing an unlimited demand, and if you try to do it all at 100% perfection, what would be the long-term consequence? Burnout. Since you are a limited resource facing an unlimited demand, you need to prioritize and concentrate on a certain smaller number of tasks, 20%, and delegate, or delay, or dismiss all the other, low-value 80% tasks. If you focused and concentrated on only the higher value tasks, then you would increase your value and decrease the volume of work you do. You would be less busy, but more productive. If you were less busy, but more productive, then that would be wonderful, wouldn't it? How can you be a better time manager? How do you do that? By applying the 80-20 rule. Test it. See for yourself.